اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we have some of the students of Sevier International School in holy city of Qom, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum, brother Hassan Nasrullah. How are you?
Salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Ali Nasir.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Fawad Haider.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Okay, that's good. I'm good. Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Rahullah.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything is all right?
Yes.
Okay, so I really welcome you all. So, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, today our main topic is to talk about Ayah 135 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRB English Radio, please make sure you have your Quran with you. Turn to page 21 of Surah of the Quran Kareem. Ayah 135 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Juz'ul Awwal. So, let's once everyone listen to this.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. I'm gonna read it. Please make sure you listen and repeat. Ready?
Yes.
Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا.
وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا.
قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا.
قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا.
وما كان من المشركين.
وما كان من المشركين.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. One important point I have to tell you about how to improve in your recitation. All right? This is an important point, guys. I might have mentioned it before, but brothers and sisters, listen to this, please. If you want to get very much fluent, very much good at recitation, there are some steps. All right? First important step is that you have to be able to read the Quran correctly. Look, I'm reading this way. وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Even if you don't know Tajweed, at least you should be able to read the words, the harakat correctly. If you, for example, read وَقَالُوا, while there is وَقَالُوا, right? If you make these mistakes, your recitation is not going to be good anyway, okay? It's not going to be good. you make sure you fix all the mistakes in reading of the Quran. For then when you learned the reading and fluency level 1, level 2 of the Quran Karim, when you finish this, then you can practice with some audios. I can introduce you. The reciter, his name is Al-Husari, Khalil Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari. Some other reciters as well, okay? But I have chosen this for some of my students I've introduced. So Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari, he has many levels of recitation and practicing, okay? He has many levels, the audios, okay? The very important one, the best one, is when you want to practice the reading, not recitation. Look, reading with recitation, they are different. Reading is the way you read, like textbooks. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُدًا أَوْ نَصَارَى. This is reading, okay? Or you say, وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُدًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا. This is reading. Recitation is that you have vocal sounds. وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُدًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا. Look, this has a voice, okay? So it's different. For the first step is you should be perfect at reading. Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari has an application, okay? I've downloaded it today. And you can find it on Quran for Android as well, in app stores. And also you can go to iOS for iOS systems, okay? You can also download this. It's called Husari, okay? Muallim Gapless. The name of the audio. Husari, Muallim Gapless. Or Al-Mushaful Muallim. Mushaful Muallim Khalil Mahmoud Khalil Husari. Download this audio, okay? He recited very well. Let's listen to to this ayah with Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari and Muallim Gapless or Mushaful Muallim. Let's once listen.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين.
Yeah, look how beautiful it was. So he reads it this way. وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا. Right? He recites it this way. So he does, he reads it this way, okay? It doesn't recite. So when you finish this level, when you were so good at reading, even with tajweed rules, then you can go for the next step, which is recitation. And again, he has levels of recitation. Okay? He has mujawwad recitation. He has gapless recitation. The mujawwad one is slow recitation. Like he says, وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا. He recited this way. Slow, okay? But recites it. Then mujawwad, and this is mujawwad one. And then gapless one, he is faster, like tartil we have, okay? Tartil one. So he recited that way, okay? So steps are there. So for if you want to get professional at reading correctly and with good voice, okay? Also reading with good voice. So try Khalil Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari, Mushaful
Muallim.
Mushaful Muallim. I have the two apps, the two parts it has, okay? I have here. I can give you part one, part two, okay? So brothers and sisters, you can download on App Store. It's available, okay? It's written Mushaful Husari, Mushaful Muallim for adults. Okay, part one, part two. So, thank you so much. That was a message, and I don't think we have much time to explain about this ayah. So just let's go to Tajweed rules, all right?
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Allah
Yeah.
Yes.
For that explanation, please refer to the Tafsir book, because we explained some about recitation, reading. We don't have much time. So, وَقَالُوا كُونُوا. Just let me say the translation, okay? That's enough. And they say, okay, who say? The Christians and the Jews. Be either Jews or Christians, okay? Why? Why? They say, that you may be rightly guided. They're inviting us to be Christians or Jews, so that we will be guided. Come on, you should be a Christian. You'll be guided. Okay? Say, rather, we will follow the creed of Abraham alayhi salam, a Hanif, the one who was on the straight path. And he was not one of the polytheists. He was a theist. Okay? He was theist means the one who believes in one God. And polytheist means the one who believes in many gods. Astaghfirullah, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a polytheist. So, guys, let's go for the tajweed. Waqalu, make sure it has a vowel, a long vowel. Kunu, vowel. Hudan, long vowel. Three long vowels. So, waqalu, kunu, hudan. Three long vowel sounds. Pay attention. Waqalu, kunu, hudan. All right?
Yes.
Hudan. Here we have a tanwin plus hamza. So, what is the rule? We say that for each tanwin, for each nun sakin, we have a rule. So,
for this one,
how should we do, know this?
The alif mad.
The where mad, is alif mad?
The mad letter.
Where is the mad letter?
Oh no, tanwin. Sorry.
The tanwin. We just, tanwin.
Yeah,
we just pronounce the
that
tanwin.
That alif is there to tell you that if you stop here, tanwin fatha is changed to alif.
Yes.
That's nothing else. Okay.
We
it
just
doesn't say it mad.
Recite dal just as it is. Hudan.
Ah,
recite
the way it is.
Yeah.
Don't change anything. Idhar, mashallah tafawad, mashallah. Hudan aw nasara. Why? Because hamza is through letter. Idhar is applied. Idhar means no rule.
Yes.
Aw nasara, two heavy letters. Do not write nasari, because ya, that's not actually ya, that's alif maqsura. Nasara. Tahtadu, tahtadu. Qala, right? There is qala. It's
yes.
A sign of stopping. What is what?
Waqf is better.
Waqf is better. What is
to
what?
Stop.
Waqf is better.
Yes.
Then wasl. Better to stop here. Qul bal millata Ibrahima hanifan.
Hanifa
hanifan. Okay. So again, salah here. Salah is just opposite of qala, right?
Yeah,
better
yeah.
to?
Continue.
Wasl is better.
Continue.
Okay. Hanifan. Here, tanwin fatha. If you stop, it changes to?
Alif mad.
Alif mad. Hanifa. Okay. Wama kana minal
mushrikeen.
There is no other difficult rule. So, simple rules are here. But, guys, remember those points that I told you about levels of reading and recitation, okay? Download those apps. Inshallah, you'll be having a good time, and you will have a good experience, inshallah, okay, with learning the Quran. So I've done it with one of my students. Hey, he's so good now. Alhamdulillah, he's reciting. His reading is very good now. He has just done for like 50 sessions or 60 sessions, and now he can read Quran very easily. He's in UK. So alhamdulillah, it's very good. You just need to search a little bit, okay? There are a lot of apps that can help you a lot. So guys, thank you so much. Do you have any questions?
No.
Hassan Hussein, Adi Nasser, nothing?
No.
Brothers and sisters, no questions? Oh, okay, no questions. Thank you. Allah bless you, inshallah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International School, which is an English international school. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجه الفرج.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان